Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martins.
Everybody, this is CJ Martis, and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, March 30th. While I was prepping for the show yesterday, you know, I realized that it's already episode 17. So, you know, we've been talking about time accelerating and all that, but time really flies. I can't believe this is the 17th episode. And of course, as you all know, I've been telling everybody I've flown to Chicago. So here we are in Chicago with my very first live audience. Thank you all, new friends. Yay. Okay. But, you know, it doesn't feel like I've done that many shows because every week I really look forward to this program, time to spend with all of you out there, and I'm really enjoying the hospitality of my friends here in Chicago as well as making some great new friends, and they're all here with me, so I'm very grateful for that. You know, as I do every week, I'm going to start the program with an inspiring story, of course, to share with all of you. And, of course, this week's angel message, which is always so helpful on the journey through the week to know kind of what's coming up next. Of course, we can't, you know, they don't tell me everything that's coming up either, so we kind of have to fly blind sometimes, but they're here to assist us with that. Okay. And I also wanted to mention that last week's show, you know, Just Ask CJ, I decided to actually include listener questions within future shows, so if you visit my website, you can still submit those questions for possible inclusion on my show at any time. Well, you know, I was searching for an inspiring story, and I know that I've had a few in the last weeks that were actually from my neck of the woods, you know. But I really was so grateful to hear about a gentleman in Stillwell, Kansas. So it's a little small town. And he was, again, at the right place at the right time. And, you know, I'm always talking about angels putting us in the path of the people who most need us. But he was in the right place at the right time to save this young woman's life. Apparently, somehow she lost control of her car, hydroplane, slammed into a tree, and her car bursts immediately into flames. And it was actually 2 o'clock in the morning, and normally nobody would have been coming down that road. But a good Samaritan was on his way downtown to pick up his daughter at the bus station. The accident happened on a Saturday, and so he wouldn't have normally been going down that road, but he didn't want her to be at the downtown bus station, which I understand at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, and all of that. So he happened just down the road once the car impacts. So he immediately jumps out of the car, and actually, you know, he describes it as the windshield is starting to melt. The young girl who's, you know, in her late teens, early 20s, is there, and she's so frightened that she's actually clutching the steering wheel. Thank you very much. See, they're helping me with the show already. Okay, so they're gripping the steering wheel, and he was such a sweet man, just looking at because I watched the actual part of his interview. But he's like, you know, as he's trying to save her and she's fighting her, and she's just like his own daughter, you know, let go, baby, let go, sweetheart. I can't save you if you don't let go of the steering wheel, which she finally did. He pulls her out of the car. And then another couple people had happened along at that point in time and helped get her to safety. So had he arrived seconds later, she would have been gone. And so what a wonderful thing for this man. And, you know, when they're all like, you're a hero. And he said, I just thank God for allowing me to be so that I could be right there at the right place at the right time. So you never know, do you, when those synchronous events happen where people are in your path maybe to be your good Samaritan or where you can give people a helping hand, you know. And I think that's what life's all about. I think that we have to share and we have to be, you know, willing, not necessarily to pull somebody out of a burning car because that's pretty intense, you know, but just to be there when people really need us. So I was really inspired by that story. And you know me, I focus on all the positive things going on and not so much all the stuff that's not going on that's, you know, out there that we see on the media all the time. So as we promised, here we go. This is the angel message for this coming week of March 30th. Okay. Dear ones, the more you can challenge yourself to stay in the moment right now, rather than being distracted by concern for the past or whatever is in the future, the easier the flow of synchronicity in your life will be. Your greatest clarity and manifestation ability exists in this present moment. When your mind focuses on past events in your life or you feel anxiety about the future, it causes your power to leak away as if you were holding water in a strainer. The energies of this upcoming week will support the release of fear and the subtle uncovering of whatever causes it to manifest more in your life. This clarity will help you greatly to make a conscious choice to acknowledge and then move past your fear. When things in your life are uncertain or you don't know what is going to happen next, then you can certainly be challenged by fear. There is much in the world that seems uncertain or chaotic at best, and this can allow for greater fear to rise within you. Take time this week to center. Become mindful of gratitude for the blessings that you have in your life. When you focus on greater gratitude, it actually opens up tremendous possibilities that exist within the universe for each of you. This is adopting a similar view to seeing your glass half full rather than half empty. Don't focus as much on what you don't have at the moment or what you feel you need. Try to relax more and be comfortable with your vast potential while accepting the moment you are experiencing as much as possible. So if you find yourself in the midst of chaos or an unexpected flurry of activity this week, remember to balance yourself and just focus on the task at hand. Don't allow yourself to become too overwhelmed, or this will create intense and unnecessary emotional suffering for you. Remind yourself that you are capable of navigating any circumstances that arise. This will help you to stay in balance. And again, staying in the present moment is more important than anything that we can share with you to help you navigate this week. As we continue to support your awakening to the divine inside of you, know that we have seen you overcome so much already. We are excited to see you embracing new ways of thinking. Please know we celebrate your many triumphs every day and are here at any time you need strength and clarity. So just call upon us and we will be there. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Well, that actually sounds like a real positive, right? You know, we all experience fear in our life. We can't not experience fear in our life. But when we are faced with those fears, you know, we do have a decision to make, a choice to make. And so we can move forward with that. So, you know, a lot of times I'm really well prepped for the show. This has been a glorious flow couple of days. And so I was sitting last night asking the angels, you know, what do you want me to talk about today? And they actually guided me to a quote. And to my surprise, it was one of my absolute favorite books. So here's the quote I wanted to share with each of you this evening. When you come to the edge of all the light that you have known and are about to step out into the darkness, faith is knowing one of two things will happen. There will be something to stand on, or you will be taught to fly. This is a quote from one of my favorite books, as I said, a parable written by a man named Richard Bach called Jonathan Livingston Seagull. This book tells a story of Jonathan Livingston Seagull, a seagull who is just bored with the daily squabbles over food on the beach. He becomes seized by a passion for flight and pushes himself, learning everything he can about flying and flying faster and flying better. But the other flock members go, "What on earth, Jonathan, are you doing? You know, we're just seagulls. We just sit here on the beach. We're minding our own business doing what seagulls do." And so they ridiculed him for wanting more. They simply could not understand why he wouldn't just be content with being a seagull and doing seagull things. Until finally his unwillingness to conform results in his expulsion from the flock, where he must set out on his own. You know, reflecting on this book yesterday evening, I started to think of each of us on a spiritual journey. The divine part of ourselves can urge us to look beyond the usual or ordinary as we seek greater understanding of life's meaning. I really think that's a part of the great awakening that we're seeing all over the world right now. And there are times on the journey where we can definitely entertain concepts and ideas that are out of the norm. And we may be even reluctant to share them with others because the new ideas we have about life aren't really what we were taught, or maybe that others were taught around us. And actually, as a child, I kind of felt that way. I felt, you know, very soon after starting to communicate my ideas with people that, you know, they didn't really see the world the way that I did. So I hid for a really long time because I was afraid. Well, the angels have a way of helping us move past those fears. So even though I get a little jittery before every show, as everybody knows, you know, it's wonderful because I'm alive. I have gratitude for that, and I'm able to share those concepts and ideas with each of you while also allowing others to determine that path for themselves. So after Back to the Story, which if you haven't read, I think is a wonderful short read, not too belabored, which, you know, we all like those little things we can take with us when we're waiting somewhere at the doctor's office, okay. But after he's cast out for not conforming to the accepted behavior of a seagull, Jonathan is met by two seagulls who take him to a higher plane of existence where he meets other gulls who actually also love to fly. So even though Jonathan is outcast and forging out on his own as he expands his world, as he expands the world from this little beach that he grew up on, he finds out that, wow, there's some other gulls out there that are a little unordinary and they like to fly too. And, you know, I think that the Internet is probably one of the neatest things that we have right now because it no longer limits us to our geography or our neighborhood where we grew up. You know, we no longer have to be sort of confined by that. So we don't have to necessarily travel from place to place to find people that think the way that we do or share the experience of the divine that we do. So I think it's very similar, you know, as we are connecting to one another over vast distances and all of that, you know, is realizing that when something sort of calls us each day to realize that we are more than we think we are, or maybe the world is a little different than you thought it was yesterday. What a wonderful gift that we have to be able to connect to other seagulls like ourselves who want to try to look at greater possibilities. Eventually, Jonathan befriends the wisest gull in this new place named Chang, who takes him beyond his previous learning. Just like us, we find somebody who has a little more wisdom than we do, teaching him how to move instantaneously to anywhere else in the universe, just with a single thought. But the secret, Chang says, is to begin by knowing that you've already arrived. And eventually, Jonathan then returns to Earth to find others like him that are being cast out of the beach, you know, to share his knowledge. And I think sometimes along the path, you know, once we see more about our world around us, about our own divine nature, and we challenge those boundaries of reality, those to which we are previously subscribed to, it can be a little scary, you know, stepping into that unknown, just like the quote I read initially. When you come to the edge of all the light that you have known and are about to step out into the darkness, faith is knowing one of two things will happen. There will be something to stand on, or you will be taught to fly. And so sometimes, and in fact, earlier I was having a discussion about a video game and called Assassin's Creed, actually, because I do like to play some games once in a while. And it made me remember, yes, I was talking to Sean over here. We have something in common. We like to play this game. Okay, so my favorite part of the game is called the Leap of Faith. It's his ability to get down a structure without actually, you know, killing the character, but he literally just, like a swan, just dives off the edge. And, you know, I think that when our limits are pushed, when we look at the world in a new way, you know, sometimes it requires, you know, and you'll hear me talk a lot about faith. And, you know, I'm a very spiritual person, not necessarily what you call a religious person, but the basic spiritual truths are sometimes we have not only to have greater faith in ourselves, but that, you know, when we do make that leap into those possibilities, that there will be something to stand on or we'll learn to fly. I'm not saying everybody go out there and jump off of a four-story building. Please, please don't do that because you feel like you can fly. But I think you get my meaning. You know, and when I was taking my orders for tonight from the angels, you know, I think they wanted me to speak about this because we're entering a time in the future where, you know, because we're expanding those possibilities, how do we deal with that in our everyday life? What if suddenly, like 13 years ago, you've all heard me share my story, suddenly your perception is just dramatically to where you something so new that you're just like, oh my gosh, what do I do with this? And the angels actually say that because of the way that energies are working with us from the divine now, that these potentials for these very big leaps to occur is growing ever increasing, you know, increasing all over the time. So I think they want us to, they talk a lot about this, you know, because I think that it's like all of us stepping out of our comfort zone or speaking our truth like Jonathan did, trying to show those other goals how to fly faster. You know, they say if others do not get what we're saying, or maybe they don't validate, because sometimes we just want somebody to say, you're okay, and, you know, you're not crazy, because I see the same thing. But sometimes we don't get that. But being ourselves, being our true selves, sharing and communicating with other people is why we're here. We're here to help other people. And it doesn't matter, and I know that you hear me say this a lot, it does not matter, doesn't matter what you do for a living, doesn't matter what your path is, whether you're a nomad roaming from city to city, like my daughter will be this summer. You know, it's those people we encounter along the way. There are no accidents, and I'm telling you, there are no accidents. And what I enjoyed so much about a lot that I learned through Buddhism and all of that, you know, the Buddhists look at everybody as that could have been your mom, you know, or could have been somebody that you were related to. So you should treat everyone with sacredness. And I always kind of like that because you never know. So what they wanted me to share with you in, you know, concluding the discussion about this marvelous book is that it's perfectly natural to experience fear, but it is your choice what you do when faced with it. You are a spiritual being having a human experience, not the other way around. All of the wisdom you will ever need is inside of you. You are and shall never be separated from the light of the divine God source, however you envision that energy that you're a part of. And it is through the sharing of yourself, your gifts, and your light in the world that you affect the entire world, not just those in your immediate proximity or those you care for. Sharing who you are has a more powerful effect on the world than you can possibly know. And they're always showing me in my mind, you know, because I see these things. It's just like one little random act of kindness that is a stone dropped into the pond, and the ripples continue on forever. And I think we see ourselves sometimes so small. You know, but it's that butterfly effect, right? Butterfly flaps their wings in China, and all of a sudden there's typhoons over here in Australia, you know. We don't know what we can actually do at times. And the last thing, which they harp on this a lot, I think, human beings are meant to evolve and grow continuously throughout their lives. So stay in motion. Not busy, 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 but just simply move forward. You know, I like this message for them because we all see so much that reveals the shadow side of people, or we often see only our faults or the faults in others. It's important to remember our strengths while acknowledging simply those things that we might like to do better. And I highly recommend, if you haven't read the book, Jonathan Livingston Seagull by Richard Buck, that you do so. So I did promise that we had a few little angel predictions in here. So here's one, which I thought might be some good news for many of us. There will be major shifts economically that will begin subtly in the fall of this year and will be more publicly evident by late spring of 2013. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Everyone around me, if you haven't heard them, listeners, is saying, yes, okay, good news. Okay, now my show's over. No, just kidding. Okay. And so this is a listener call, actually, from last week, or a listener question. And this comes from Carol. CJ, I have been so conflicted the last several years with some family issues. I have experienced emotional and verbal abuse from these family members. They've used intimidation and humiliation. And this has been extremely hurtful, and I can't seem to get past the pain. And sometimes I can't sleep because I think about it. I try to wrestle with what I could have done differently. I would love to know that my angels are with me and guiding me through this experience because I feel pretty alone and unloved right now. And I'm humbled by your compassionate effort to help. Well, Carol, I have to tell you, you know, the angels, they really have been with you. And what you have to understand is there's nothing you could have done differently. The issues that your family has had, the all of these terrible behaviors of other people, it's because of their stuff that they're trying to put on you. And so what you must take care of yourself. Know that the angels are with you. But the most difficult thing I think sometimes when people mistreat us is understanding that it's not anything that we did wrong. And I think that's the hardest thing to accept, is that we didn't do anything wrong. We did nothing maybe to deserve the treatment of that person. And I know for you, Carol, you have a beautiful light around you. And I'm very sorry that people would seek to hurt someone like yourself. But the angels are with you, trying to help you heal the past and be able to kind of have a life for you. So don't feel guilty about distancing yourself from these people in your life. It's something that's absolutely required, and you should feel no guilt because you deserve a happy and joyous life, Carol. So my love to you. Thank you for writing to me, and take care of you most of all. Wow. So, you know, we've all experienced many times in our life, you know, that things, people aren't always so nice. Maybe they have a lot of issues and they think they just need to take it out on you. But thank you for such a very, you know, private question for the show this evening. So we'll move on to an angel prediction. Now, I wanted to write here that the angels will give CJ the lottery numbers. But I'm telling you that I've asked, actually, and they really won't give them to me. So, darn it. Okay. By the end of the year, there will be a major medical breakthrough announced that will save many lives. And they said, I have to find out what that is, but there will be a medical breakthrough toward the end of the year, something they've been working on for a while. So I think that's wonderful news. And we have time for another listener question here. Hi, CJ. I recently went to a retreat center in New Mexico. Oh, I love New Mexico. And everybody here in the audience agrees too. It's a wonderful place. And I could not believe how awesome I felt. I mean, I was on top of the world. I was in my body. I could see my whole life laid out before me and everything I wanted to do and how I might achieve it. Once I got home, though, I couldn't even come close to that feeling any way anymore. And I fell right back into my old routine. I realized there was no stress out there, but I thought I would at least carry some of that energy back with me. How do I hang on to those feelings and make them an everyday part of my life, Mary? This is actually an excellent question. I get to ask this a lot, but, you know, we have gone to places where we finally get really relaxed and it's clear, right? The divine's clear to us. We can see those things. Or we can have these real breakthroughs of experience where, wow, wouldn't I just love to stay in that place? And then we get back to life, right? Life still happens. We can't, you know, unless you're a monk or a nun or somebody sequestered, you know. I think I've had many lifetimes of that, so I decided not to go that route, you know. And even that probably doesn't guarantee happiness. I've known some pretty grumpy monks too. But when we have those experiences where we really take care of ourselves, where we're kind of flowing in the energy of just feeling wonderful, great, you know, I know what happens when we kind of come back, you know, and we may feel good for a little bit, but it just isn't, you know, Mary's writing about it, you know, why can't I sustain that energy? Through my own experience, Mary, what typically happens, what you're describing is like a peak experience. It's a moment at which things, you know, we gain a quality or a feeling, and those are very spiritual moments. And what we have to then do, you know, when we sort of raise that frequency, raise our vibration, then those things, even though they're kind of lofty, they might be up at a much higher level. Then we integrate that energy, or are meant to integrate that energy into ourselves. And so once we hit that peak and then it plateaus, it may feel like you're going back downhill. But if you don't look at it that way, if you realize that that energy is meant to be then incorporated into the whole and don't see it as like I'm moving backwards or I suck because I can't stay there. Or, you know, I'm sorry, I used to say I suck sometimes. You know, but when you say when you look at it that way, then it's real easy to feel like something's being taken from you. Or maybe I'm defective because I can't maintain that state. Well, I'm here to tell you, sorry, it's not meant to be sustained for a long period of time. The fact that it comes back down is actually means that energy has been rolled into the whole. And so just get back to the retreat center to recharge and keep going. Okay. That is my advice to Mary. Thank you so much for that. Another angel prediction. Okay. And they've been talking to me a lot about the year 2012 stuff because, you know, there's a lot of people out there saying that, you know, oh no, it's the end of the Mayan calendar and all of that. And, you know, so the world as we know it is going to end. I think we went through this in 2000 with Y2K too. Says the year 2012 will come and go without the end of the world as you know it or some type of cataclysm. However, you will see many viewpoints, even in government and other areas that you might not expect it, in the world to change for the better in 2013, which is a reflection of beginning a new era in humanity. And so I invite all of you as we get through this experience of, you know, getting through the 2012 and all of that, you know, I do expect and have seen, you know, 2013 is a major year of infinite possibilities. So we have 3 minutes left of the show, and I want to, you know, I'm get to go look at some more Chicago, meet some new people tomorrow, get to get on a boat. But, you know, I came from 80 degree weather. It's a little chilly here right now, but we're supposed to have some sunshine tomorrow. I'd like to thank all of my friends, Liz and Terry in particular, for allowing me to do the show here in Chicago and for their wonderful hospitality and teaching me how to receive. So I greatly appreciate what they have done for me there. So unfortunately, that is all the time we have this evening already. Goes by so quickly. That was fun. You know, you've been listening to the Angel Connection show with CJ Martis live in Chicago. So if anybody out there wants me to come see another city, I sure will do that. And be sure to tune into next week's show, The Power and Mystery of Prayer. I had a question last week and decided to do a whole show around that. Till then, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourselves so that you can become an angel to others. Take care and many blessings for the coming week. Don't forget to play a little bit because I've been playing since yesterday and it's really cool. So thank you always for listening out there. If there wasn't you, then there would be no show. I love you all and good night.